Hello, thank you for holding. Am I speaking with Clark?
Yes, you are.
Great, Clark. My name's Dan Nelson with Local Splash. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Another day in paradise, brother. Thank you for asking.
You know. Yes, sir.
So your company, it's a Construction X LLC out of Philadelphia. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Perfect. And I have you listed as a handyman. Is that accurate?
No. I'm actually a bricklayer.
Got it. So bricklayer.
And
go ahead.
I also do power washing and other home improvement.
Exterior? Or are you doing interior too? Like bricklayer, power washing?
Yes, I do. Yes. I'm sorry. I'm at Home Depot. I'm trying to do two things at once.
Oh, you're good, brother. You're good. Hey, you gotta, being a business owner, man, you got to be like a professional multitasker.
You right?
Sir, usually when I'm talking to you guys, you're swinging a hammer or doing something, you know? So I'm used to it.
You know.
All right, so I'm glad I clarified that. So you're more of like a home improvement, exterior, and you said you're doing interior, right? Like remodels too,
yes.
Or no? Okay.
Perfect. Yes, I can do remodels as far as like sheetrock and framing and things like that.
Okay, got it. Okay. So, when I run a scan online currently, let me make sure the right guys are coming up. It's Liberty Pavers, and then it's like supply companies, Kava Building Supply. Are you familiar with those two?
Yeah, those names do sound familiar.
Okay. So there's just a few that are capitalizing from being on the first page of Google now, and that's really what we wanted to talk to you about, helping you rank on the first page with these guys. Now,
Yeah. The
whole reason I jumped on the line is to go over our pricing, our program details. Before I get straight into that, though, I always like to ask if you have any questions aside from pricing that I can answer.
I would like to know, where's my full access and benefits to Google.
Okay.
You know, like,
Yeah, it's a great question. So every directory we create for you, like, we're going to be submitting you to Google, Bing, Yahoo, Apple, and Meta, which is Facebook and Instagram. We make you the owner of all those directories. So you have full access to everything we create. We're adding on as a manager, though. That way, we can upload your content. Like, we're going to do the posts. We're going to optimize you for keyword phrases. Like, we're going to do all that because we understand you get busy on jobs, taking on clients. So you own and have full access to everything. You're in the driver's seat. But we're adding on
yes.
as a manager so we can do all the work on it for you, essentially. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Same thing with the website, too. The website we create for you, we do give you full access to it, right? But again, we put it all together for you so it looks right, has the right keywords, et cetera. Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. So let's get right into it. So one of the major benefits to this position is it just became available within our company. So we are filling it today. Once we begin working with you, Clark, on the first page of Google, we're going to close off your category, basically meaning we don't work with any of your competitors within a 50-mile radius of you. Does that make sense?
Okay. Makes sense.
Okay. So here's how our rates work. Everything here is month to month, absolutely no contracts. Your pricing will be at a set flat rate of $299 a month for our platinum package.
Okay.
Now, what that's going to include in total is you're going to get complete Google local optimization setup. So that's the map section on Google. Again, you're getting
Hold on. Give me like 2 seconds. I'm going to write this down.
Oh, I'm going to send you everything in writing to you, brother. Via email.
Okay. Then just, you could talk now. I'm listening. Very
okay.
Clear.
Yeah, so complete Google local optimization setup, map section on Google. You're also getting a directory submission package to the most popular directories in your area. So Bing, Apple, Yelp, Yahoo, and Meta. Okay?
Okay, okay.
And then very important, okay, this is exposure that covers all devices. So I'm sure you noticed everybody searches on their cell phones now, right?
Yes, they do.
Yeah, yeah. So we're a Google Premier partner, so we're fully aware when you do a search off an iPhone and like a desktop, for example, you actually get different results. So we're going to make sure you're submitted to the mobile platform. So you're coming up for iPhones, Androids, and voice searches. Plus, you'll be coming up for tablets and desktops, too. So we literally cover all your bases here, which is really important.
Okay.
Now, being that we're a Google Premier partner, too, Google allows us to bundle their advertising with our services. So the way that's going to benefit you specifically is we're not just targeting like your local zip code. We'll be able to target your entire service radius up to a 50-mile radius max.
Okay.
All right. And the beauty of this program too, so it does come with a customized tracking and reporting system. Okay. It comes in an app. And it's going to show you from there like what keywords you're listed for, how many clicks you're receiving, even like where the searches are being performed. And it will even show like if it's from a mobile device, tablet, desktop, like it breaks all that down. But the most important thing is it's going to track how many new phone calls you receive. So you can see this working, you know? And if you ever want to add keywords, run promotions, or change any content, again, you have full access to all your listings. So you could do it from your app, or what my clients usually prefer is you could do it from the assistance of your account management team, which would all start with me. I would be your account lead on this.
Okay.
So tell me, since everything's month to month here, no contracts, and all those services provided, Clark, to give Construction X a much stronger online presence, I'm sure you'd love to give this a shot, right?
Oh, man, that sounds so, so good right now.
Perfect, right? Especially you being so new, man. It's really going to take all the, like, footwork away from you in terms of, like, having to find new clients online. That way you can focus on what you do, you know, like, landing the jobs, doing the jobs, et cetera. So it's really, like, the win-win for sure. What is the best email address for you?
It's my first and last name at gmail.com. My first name is spelled C-L-A-R-C-K.
Say it again. Sorry about that.
You're good. It's spelled C-L-A-R-C-K.
Got it. Okay. And your last name?
And D-U-R-E.
D-U-R-E? Okay.
Yeah, that's it. At gmail.com.
At gmail.com. Perfect. All right. So first email coming to you now is going to be titled Google and Facebook Marketing. Now, we do give you a presence on Meta, too. Have you ever seen or used, like, social media ads before? Do you know how those work?
You said, like, regular social media ads,
yeah,
right?
Like Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah.
Okay. So when you post on those, what happens is the only people that see your posts are people following you, or if it's like reshared. So what we include is you'll have retargeted ads showing on Meta. So like if somebody looks up, to give you an example, let's say power washing, right? When they go to their Facebook or Instagram page, we make sure that you have an ad show up on their feed as long as they're in your targeted area. And that's included with the platform too. Okay.
Okay.
Alright. And let's see. This phone number, 267-789-5276, is that the best number for your clients to reach you at?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. And the company name, so it's Construction X LLC. Is that right?
Yes.
Perfect. Alright. And I have an address here for you, 6740 Dix Avenue in Philadelphia, 19142. Is that the right address?
Yeah, that's the right address.
Do you want that hidden or shown online?
You can hide it.
All right, let's hide it. Perfect. Yeah, if it's a residential, we recommend to hide it. That way you don't have random people showing up at your house, you know? Now, we're able to do 50 miles max. You don't have to do the max, though. Like, how far do you want us to target for new clients?
I do want to target, like, the suburban areas, like Darby, Hayden, and those areas.
Okay.
Glen Olden, especially, because they're right there in my vicinity.
Okay.
Some South Philly, if you want to. But the whole Philly, but I'm just saying, like, right outside of Philly.
Okay.
Yeah, Mount Airy, maybe. They got, like, some nice areas there that, you know, that can use my service.
Okay, so you said Darby, Aiden, Glen Olden, all of Philadelphia, and then you said Mount Airy? Is that correct?
No, you are all right. You're all right.
All right. Yeah. Thank God for spell check, man. You know, like, services. So I know you said, brick lane, right? So you're doing like paving work too, right?
Hold on. Can you repeat that?
So you said brick lane, paving, power washing. Is that accurate so far? Okay.
Yes. Okay. Let me get to that. Let me get to my business card so I can tell you some more.
Awesome. I'll show you where to upload that too, and that way, you know, we can attach it to your website, you know?
Okay. All right, it's, you could do landscape.
Okay, perfect.
You could do stone edging.
Nice. Okay.
You could do a stucco, retainer walls.
Got it.
Mulching.
Got it.
You could put brick pointing and repair.
Pointing and repair. Got it.
Concrete slabs.
Got it.
You could put stone too, stonework.
Okay.
Yeah. And garden trimming and pruning.
Trimming and pruning. Perfect. Okay.
And sod, hay, and seeding if they need that too.
Sod and seeding? Okay. Good. Okay. Man, you got a lot of different services. Okay. So I got brick lane, power washing, paving, landscaping, stone edging, stucco, retaining walls, mulching, brick pointing or tuck pointing, right? And repair?
Yeah.
Concrete slabs, stonework, garden trimming and pruning, sod and seeding. Is that accurate?
That's accurate.
Awesome. Okay. And with the concrete slabs, so you're doing like driveways, right? Or like, what do you call it? Man, I'm missing the word, but it's like flat work, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. All right. Because our technicians, they're experts in keyword phrases. So what they're going to do, they're going to pull up, like, I'm just sending them your list of services, and they're going to pull up, like, how people are searching it in your area, and they'll go over, like, those keywords with you, you know?
Okay.
Now, do you have photos?
How does that?
Oh, go ahead.
Again?
Do you have photos of the work you've done?
Yes, I have photos.
Okay. What were you going to say?
No, I was going to say, with what you was telling me, so you basically saying I could keep up with those analysis through an app or something like that?
Yeah, so what's going to happen is I'm going to schedule a client interview with one of our techs here, and they're going to go over – I introduce you to them too, right? And they'll go over, like, your keywords. They'll go over the color scheme of your website, your social media ads, right? And they'll help you download the app, which uses, like, zero battery. I do give you, login credentials though for your tracking system. That way you could start like getting your photos and all that stuff to us prior to the client interview. So I'm going to walk you through everything super easy. Okay. All right. So next step to this, Clark, what I need to do is secure billing info. I'm going to read a quick voice verification to you, which just outlines our service agreement here. That everything's month to month, no contracts. and then I'll get that client interview scheduled. That's what I was just going over with you too. Okay. Now, as far as the billing information goes, the card you'll be using to secure the position with today, is it Clark in your last name on the card, or is there a middle initial too?
Hold on, let me check.
Alright. I know half of mine have them, half don't, you know? It's weird.
Yes, it has my middle initial. It's an A.
A? Got it.
Yeah, A.
That's mine, too. Mine's Anthony. All right, so Clark, A, and then last name, D-U-R-E. Got it. And billing address, is it the same 6740 Dix Avenue?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And the card, is it Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It's Visa.
Visa. All right, ready for that card number when you are, Clark.
Hold on.
Yeah, take your time.
It's 4737
okay.
02 80 6163
okay.
4294
expiration
1228.
All right, and the CVV code on the back. Be a little three-digit code.
070.
Okay. So before I code it out, I'm just going to read it back to you for accuracy. So I have 4737 0280.
Yeah.
6163 4294. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. Yes. Awesome. All right, so what I'm doing now is coding out the card, assigning the package to your technician, processing the payment, and I will read this voice verification to you now. Heads up on the voice verification, it's going to ask you a few questions already asked. Okay? All right, so it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and this is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Construction LLC.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Clark DeRay, owner.
Perfect. And you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Correct.
Perfect. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Perfect. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date. That is May 27th, 2025 in the non-refundable discounted amount of $299 for the Platinum Package. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 27th day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement anytime by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we ask that you contact client support 3 days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. Now I can stop sounding like a robot, you know?
No, you're all right.
They make me read that thing verbatim, man, you know? All right, so next part, your client interview, we block off a full hour. Usually the call takes about 30 minutes or so, just so you can plan accordingly. What time, so the soonest one they have is an hour from now at 1 o'clock, but is that going to work for you or what time works best?
Yes, 1 o'clock can work, 1:30. I am busy around 3 cause I get my son from school.
Okay.
So
okay.
Around that time is fine.
Okay. They have a 1 p.m. and also a 2 p.m. Which one's better for
the
you?
The 1 p.m. is fine.
Awesome. Okay, so what I'm going to do, you're going to get an email calendar invite right now that's going to say local splash on it, a CI, which just means client interview, and EN for English. Okay?
Okay.
1 hour before the appointment, which is only in 3 minutes, you know, you're going to get a text reminder and an email reminder as well. Okay, and those just are automatically set. Now, the appointment, okay, the way it works, it's going to come from our 877 number, okay? As long as I'm not on the phone with another client, I'm going to call you first just to introduce you to your technician, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, a few more questions for the tech side. They want to know your preference. Do you normally prefer phone calls, emails, or text messages from us?
Text messages, but you know,
perfect.
You know, if it's a situation, not a situation, if I'm not getting back on time, you can call me. I don't mind the call, but the text message for sure I can reply.
Text
on
prefer,
that.
Those are easiest. Okay. Yeah. They do all three, and I want you to know too, I'm gonna be your account lead. I've been here coming up on 8 years in June. So, you know, I'm going to make sure I take care of you. I'm sending you my direct line and extension too. So you have that. That's going to come through via text message right now. Okay.
Okay. What you want me to
say it again? All right. You got the text? Yeah. I put my name, company name on there, direct line, and my extension too. Okay.
Okay. I got you, Dan.
Now, I have a few more questions. Facebook, do you currently have a business Facebook page?
Not for my business, but I can create one.
Okay. So what they'll do, they could create one for you and they'll send you the ownership of it. So you'll like own the business page, right? Do you have a personal page for Facebook?
Yeah, I just have a personal page.
Okay. So what they'll do to your personal page, they'll send you the ownership of your business page. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So let me make sure I have the personal page though. So they send the right one. It's under your first and last name, I'm assuming.
My Facebook.
Yeah, your Facebook page.
No, it's under I think it's RASTADURE.
You are Rasta. Got you. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me see. Rasta Dur. Okay. I think I see you right here. Let me make sure.
Yeah. I'm sitting on a chair or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's a yellow background. Yeah. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah, that's awesome. Just so you know, we don't go into your personal page at all. All I'm doing is I'm going to send them the personal page so they know where to send your business page. Okay.
Okay.
Business page created. Okay. And then, all right, we're going to create you a website too. business, is it currently licensed and insured?
I have to look. I have to look at the updates, but it should be because I was having that conversation with Angie to secure it because I was trying to get my
Usually so, they'll put you verify. Like, let me see, Home Advisor screened and approved. So it looks like it was submitted to them, but so I'm just gonna put yes, licensed and insured. You know?
Okay.
So there we go. Yes. Okay. Yes. And then let me take a. Oh, I got Siri talking to me. Did you hear? I didn't even think I said Siri, man. That was crazy. I don't understand. This is bad. They're listening to everything. Okay, call tracking number. So we create you to a call tracking. The reason why is we want to cut – when we give you a stronger online presence, you'll get, like, robo and spam calls. So by doing the call tracking number, it's going to cut all that junk from coming, okay? So I put that order in, too, for you. Okay, I got the cities listed. Last thing, I know you're at Home Depot. Are you, like, in the truck now, or?
Yeah, I'm in the truck now,
okay,
finally.
Awesome. Okay, so can you pull your emails up?
Yes.
Okay, so do me a favor. The first one you want to pull up is titled Local Splash Initial Invoice. It should be from Local Splash Support.
Okay, it says Local Splash Support. This is a reminder of coming interview. This is the interview one.
Yeah. It should be titled Initial Invoice.
Initial Invoice, okay, I see it.
Awesome. So when you pull that one up, fifth line down, you're going to see a blue hyperlink. It's going to say, please click here to accept subscription terms. Do you see that?
Hold on. You say click here?
Yeah, it should be the fifth line down. It'll be like a blue link that'll say click here.
I see it.
Okay. So when you click that, and you can take your time to review this is gonna show you everything that you're paying for in writing. It'll say local splash terms of experiences or of experience. I always like to kind of recap it. So under services, you're going to see Google Business Profile Optimization and Google Business Profile Access. That is the map section on Google. Directory submissions, you're going to see the main directories we're submitting you to. So it'll have them, like, listed.
Mm-hmm.
My site custom website. This is something I wanted to touch on. We're on a recorded line. Your My site is included at no additional charge. And that will reflect at the bottom of your invoice. It'll say my site, $0.
Okay. Okay.
Facebook business page access and Facebook ads are those retargeted ads I was talking to you about on Meta. Okay.
Okay.
Then you're going to see, okay, so after Facebook ads, you'll see Google ads, Google guaranteed, and then Yelp ads. Those are all upgraded services. So Let's say 3 months down the line, you're like, man, I'm loving this. I'm killing it. But I want more leads. I want more clicks, right? Those are all good options to do that, especially Google Guaranteed, right? So we'll talk to you in the future about upgrading too if it's needed. Like if you need more clicks in more areas, we can do it. Okay. And then you're going to see Google Workspace. That's optional. That's like a business email. So let's say they create you like a, constructionxllc.com. They can make you an email that's like clark@constructionxllc.com. Okay? So if you're interested in a Google Workspace, they'll go over that with you in the client interview. Okay? And then you're going to see advanced reporting. That's really why I have you on this page. I'm going to make sure you know how to log in to your tracking system. Live client support, any changes you want made, we're able to do it live over the phone with you. SMS communication is just telling you we communicate via phone call, email, and text. If you don't answer, for example, we just send you a text letting you know we called.
Okay.
And then delivery dates and client responsiveness. Okay. So delivery dates are as follows. Day one, you're going to have access to your tracking system. 7 to 10 days from startup, we're going to have all your directories done. Google, Bing, Yahoo, Apple, and Meta. 7 to 14 days from sign up, your Google listing will be live and fully optimized. Your website will be up and running, and your social media ads will be running. Okay?
Okay.
For you to rank on the first page of Google in the map section for all your keyword phrases, the timeline you have in writing for that is 45 to 60 days. So the map really like takes the longest. Okay?
Okay.
And then it'll show your pricing, like what breaks, how it breaks down, what goes where. You'll see zero on call tracking on my site. Okay.
Okay.
At the very bottom, after you reviewed everything, it has you check 3 boxes. One, agreeing to receive text messages. One, certifying you're an authorized user on the card. And one, acknowledging that the payments are automatic and reoccurring. Then there's a box at the bottom where you type your name in. If you're using a cell phone, you have to turn it sideways to hit the confirm button. But after you do that, it will take you to a username and password screen. That's for your tracking and reporting system.
Okay.
Your username and password was sent to you in your welcome to local Splash email. First off, let me ask you, do you have any questions with anything on there?
You know, I'm in this all by myself, so it's kind of like overwhelming.
Right. The biggest thing, but, so I always like to summarize it, right? Like the biggest thing is doing the client interview first, right? And then getting your photos to us in your dashboard.
Okay.
That way we can use them for like your website and everything we're creating. You know what I'm saying? So, I know it's kind of overwhelming when you sign up, but like if you ever have any questions with anything, right? Just contact me. Like don't hesitate to call. And we'll make it, like, we're really responsive. Like, we send you a lot of emails and texts just so you know, like, what we're doing and everything, you know?
I just, like, me personally, I like to stay, keep myself busy mentally for real, like, as far as educating myself. So if you could send me anything that just could keep me sharp with not, you know what I mean, falling off the edge of any situation.
Yeah, absolutely. So what you're going to want to do is, like, when you have time, like, take your time and go through, like, what's included. And then once you acknowledge that you received it, right, by confirming, it takes you to a username and password screen. And that username and password is in your welcome to local Splash email. That's really, like, the next step. Like, you want to start getting your photos to us. In terms of staying sharp online, we handle that for you. Like, we do the posts. We promote your photos that you send to us on all those directories. We're going to put together a great-looking website. Like, all you really are going to need to do is go out, do these jobs, and take more photos so we can put more content out. You know what I'm saying? But that's the biggest thing, is attaching those for us, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So your client interview is coming up too. It's going to be in about 50 minutes. In that interview, again, it's going to come from our 877 number, and they'll go over your keywords. I'll try to be available to you to introduce you to the technician. Okay?
Okay.
Do you have any questions for me right now that I can answer?
I'm trying to do the signing aspect of it.
Oh, did it go through?
I'm trying to push confirm now. I turned my phone sideways.
You gotta put the middle initial too. So Clark A and then D U R E.
Is it a dot after it the way you put it? Or
no,
just
dot.
A?
Just A.
Okay. I got you.
And then let me have it should take you to a username and password screen. I'm gonna have it pulled up for you, just so we can make sure you get logged in.
I'm on it right now.
Username is your phone number, no spaces. So just the 10 digits, 267-789-5276.
Okay. I got it.
All right. Password is all lowercase letters, so no capitals, and it's one word. I'm going to say it, then spell it, okay? It's my video.
Okay.
So M like Michael, Y like yellow, V like victory, I like igloo, D like David, E like Edward, O like Oscar.
Okay.
And then try to log in. It should, when you log in, it should say connect your Google listing.
Okay.
Are you on that page?
It's telling me to connect to another Google right now.
It says
unable to authorize details.
Just click the X on that. We're going to get your Google listing verified. I want to show you how to put the videos or the photos and videos on.
I'm on the first page. It says profile, number and all. Yeah.
So do you see where it says, if you scroll down a little bit, it'll say business info.
Yeah.
Click on business info.
Yes.
All right, then it should say profile, whatever, and then location information, right?
Hold on. Your location, yes.
Okay, so we're going to scroll down. You're going to see everything's blank. We're going to fill that in after the client interview, but go ahead and keep scrolling to the bottom. So it'll say business documents. Scroll a little bit further up to media.
Okay.
Media, this is what we use for, like, clients to see, like, when they search or look at your website or on your social media. So this is where you want to attach, like, your logo, cover photo is, like, the main photo we use on everything. So that's important.
Yeah.
Business photos, right? Business videos. We don't have any limit to the amount you could use. Like, literally, if you had 100,000 photos, you could use them all. You know what I'm saying? So.
Okay.
You're going to want to attach those in there, okay?
And before and after pictures? Type.
Yes.
Yeah.
That you, people love those, you know? And what we'll do, we'll make sure to put them in the corresponding, like, because they'll make different pages on your website. So let's say you have, like, a bricklayer page, right? They'll put those photos in the bricklayer section, et cetera, you know?
Oh, okay. That would be nice.
Yeah. So that's the main thing, the media, right, in terms of clients to see. Now, if you scroll down more, you're going to see business documents too. That's really for, like, verification purposes. So if you click the plus sign on the business documents, it'll say add new document, select document type, and then it has a drop down. Anything you have on there, you want to submit it. Anything you don't, you just skip it, right? And these documents are not what we show the potential client. It's what we send Google for what's called an advanced verification. When possible, we do those verifications because it gets you higher, faster placement on Google. Okay?
Okay. I have a question. As far as, like, my EIN number and things like that, do y'all access that too?
No, so if you're submitting your EIN number, that's usually for, like, Google Guaranteed. So Google Guaranteed is, like, a pay-per-lead program, but they have to do a background check, a license check, insurance, and they'll check your EIN. For the add new document, you don't have to put your EIN on there. Like, under tax documentation, I've had clients send it in where they black out their EIN and just show the business name because it's just being submitted to Google, like, verifying that you're an actual business, you know?
Okay.
So the EIN's not necessary under the profile you're currently on. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Great
so basically,
question.
These, as far as these documents, is just to
secure what y'all need from me? Or what would that be in specific?
It's for an advanced verification through Google. So what's going to happen is when we create your Google business profile, they're going to require a video verification, which we have a team that walks you through that. So they'll like call you, they'll say, hey, video verification's needed, right? You do a video like at your business location. We know it's a residential, so we just hide the address online. Now, those documents are for what's called an advanced verification. And when we submit those documents, typically you get like faster placement on Google. So, you know, that's why we send an email too that explains it. Like it'll say action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. And when you click the link, it just takes you right back to that business document spot, you know? And all you gotta do, like anything you don't have, like, obviously you're not like a, you're not like a brick and mortar, you know? It's not like a haircut place, right? So workplace and signage, you would just skip that. You know what I'm saying? You know, the biggest one really is usually the business registration and the insurance is what Google wants to see on these advanced verifications, but this is a whole list of what they ask for typically, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. So anything you have, submit it. Anything you don't, right, just skip it, you know? And we'll take care of the rest for you for sure.
Okay.
So biggest things, because I know when you sign up, you get all these emails, always like to prioritize it. So the client interview is obviously really important, right? So we can set everything up, right? Media, attaching your photos when you get a chance, you're going to want to do that so we can push them. And then lastly, business documents. Just attach the ones you have, skip the ones you don't, and then we'll submit to our Google rep. Okay?
Okay. One more thing is, because I'm still clouded about the big business documents.
Uh-huh.
I'm still a little clouded about the exactly what business documents you
might need. Is the business is the business registered? Like you have an LLC, right? Under Construction Act?
Yes.
Okay. So you would submit like a PDF or a photo of that business registration, right? And then do you have insurance on the company or are you still working on that?
I'm still working on it.
Okay, so you would skip that then. You know, just completely skip it. Okay. And then if you have like tools or equipment, right? Then you would just take a picture of it and upload that as well. And what we do, so these documents are submitted directly to Google for what's called an advanced verification. It just verifies like, hey, this is a legitimate company, and Google prioritizes placement when we do that.
Okay, like for example, like if I take a picture of my truck, is that like, you know,
is the truck wrapped? Like, do you have like the logo and stuff on the truck?
Oh, matter of fact, I'm gonna do it when it's wrapped because that was my next.
Wait, so it's wrapped? Yeah. Wait,
okay,
wrap then. So business registration, tools and your equipment, business card, right? That's not like a business credit card either. That's like your business card you hand out to clients, you know?
Okay.
Invoice, if you have an invoice you want to use, you could submit it and then you could really like black out any, information like that you don't want submitted or whatnot. That's what I've had clients do, but, you could submit an invoice, skip workplace and signage, right? I would skip utility bill because it's not like a brick and mortar. And if you have a DBA, like if there's like a doing business ad, submit that. If not, just skip it, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, so really your biggest ones are going to be business registration, tool vendor equipment, business card, and if you have an invoice, submit it. If not, just skip that too, you know? But some companies, they don't submit anything. So even having the business registration submitted to Google, that's saying, Google's saying, hey, this is a legit company. It just helps with placement, essentially, you know?
Yeah.
Okay?
Yes.
All right, brother. I look forward to being your account lead on this. Do you have any questions for me right now that I can answer?
As far as now, no, but I probably will later.
Remember, you got that call in about 40 minutes, too, for the client interview.
Yes, I do.
And I'll try to be available, too. That's going to come from our 877 number. Okay, so I would, okay. If I was you, I'd save that in your phone. That way you know it's us when we call.
Okay. Okay, we'll do.
All right, Clark. Congratulations, man. You're going to absolutely love this, okay? I'll talk to you shortly here.
Thanks, man.
You're welcome,
all right,
brother.
Man. Talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon. Bye.